Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Dalad and Aleph. We have the Machlokes of Balei Chayim Nidochet. The Mishnah talks about, let's give an example of the Sila Azazel dying. You have the Shnei Siyim, you did Agrola, you have now a Sila Hashem and Sila Azazel, and then the Sila Azazel dies. So we need to get another two Siyim and do Agrola. So, whichever seer comes out from the second pier to be Sila Azazel, that is Tachas, the first Sila Azazel. The question is the Sila Hashem, they have two of them. You have the original one, and you have the one from the second Agrola. The question is how to read the Mishnah. Rav says, you makrif the original one. Rabbi Yechon says, no, you have to makrif dafka the second one. Why does Rabbi Yechon hold you have to makrif dafka the second one? Because of Dichoy. Since when the Sila Azazel died, you cannot use the Sila Hashem right now, because it's missing its counterpart, it's missing its Sila Azazel. So it's Dachli. Once it's Dachli, even the Nidcha, it cannot be reinstated. That's the one that has to be Yira, and the Sila Hashem has to come from the second pair. Rav says, Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim. If it's alive, it can never have a Chala Chalais Dichli. And the Gemara first says, where does Rav know it from? First, we want to learn that from Mechuzah's man. And Mechuzah's man, every animal, when it's born, it should be dachli. It can't be used as a carbon until it's 8 days old. It's Mechuzah's man. That the Gemara says, no, but that it was never roi. If it was never roi, it's not dachli. If it was roi, and then it became ois roi, that's a different thing. That's nir v'nidcha. So Gemara says, he learns that from mum oiver, that a behema was roi, and it got a mum, and now it's no longer roi, but it's a mum oiver, when it becomes ois bal mum, then it becomes roi again. So you see that works, and how do you know that works? It's you'll learn from Mashchasim Behem Mum Bam, Dafka when the Mum is inside. And Rabbi Yechonon says, you have a Xerus Akas, Mashchasim Behem, only here you say that other places it's Tavan Itchanitcha. That's the Sugya. So Taisus asks the following question. Kum Taisus seem to be arguing about Nirvan Itcha. Lamaisa by Dichli Miyikara, we do have a Limud from Mechus's man. We do have a Limud from Mechus's man that by Dichli Miyikara, Baal Chaim can't be Nitcha. The question is, what about Nirv v'Nidcha? Nirv v'Nidcha. So then, Rav says that we learn out from Mum Oivet that Nirv v'Nidcha is also not Dichai. And Rav Yechon doesn't have a limit from Nirv v'Nidcha. But about Dichai Mikara, we should learn from Mechus's man that there's no Dichai Mikara. Problem is, Taisus asks the Kasha. Rav Yechon says, in Kedushin and in Zvachim, that even Dichai Mikara is Dichai. He was talking about if you have a behemoth belongs to two Shutfim. And one of the shufim is makdish his half. So you can't bring it as a carbon. Only half of it is kaddish. Then he buys the other half and he's makdish the other half. It says, it's kaddish of ein kreva. You have to be paid it. Why? Because dichai mikara have a dichai. Since at the time that you were makdish it, it was dachai. So mele dichai mikara have a dichai. So the shaila is, Rabbi Yechon Lechar could only argue about niri v'nidcha. Because there, you can't learn after Mechus's man, that's Dichai Mikara. Elamai Mum, learn after Mum either. So Bechus Xeris Akas is not learn after Mum either. But about Dichai Mikara, how could there be an argument? Mechus's man! As I affect Taisus Akasha. So Taisus Teretzis, he says it in a few words. He says, V'loidomi l'mechus's man. That case is not the same as his man. The Hosam is Shoshek Disha Haisa Dachoya. From the time of the Hekdish, it was Dachoy. L'chai, what Taisus means is like this. There's two types of dichli. If the dichli was before the hektish, then we see from Mechus's man there's no dichli. If the dichli was, it can't be makdish it, it can't be a carbon, but you never makdish it. It was just the dichli before the hektish. So then, enechinami, they won't say dichli mikar. But if you were makdish it, and at the time of the hektish, it was dichli, then the bechnos dichli mikar have a dichli. So the Karanaya, in Zachim Nafid Bezim and Aleph is Masbah, there's two types of Dichoy. There's a Dichoy where the Behem is Bechal not Roy, like a Balmum and Mechus's man. So there is no Dichoy Mikar. Why? Because it's like the Behemah was born. If a Behemah is born without being Roy, and then it becomes Roy, like Mechus's man. So there's no Havin of Dichoy because it wasn't in the Parsha yet. It's just like it became born, it comes into the world, and we don't say it was Dichoy before. So even after it came into the world, but it's not ready to a carbon, it's not in the parish of Karbanis Bechlau. So there's no Dichai Bechai Gavna. But then, there's the kedusha that becomes the chuya. The hektish of the behemah is not roi. The behemah is roi, like behemah shleisha shufim. The behemah is roi, but the hektish is not roi. So there, then it's a dicha even by dicha miyikara. You see, the Brisker Rav says there, in the Chalushia agrees, he says like this, he says it in a Brisker Eifin. He says, Dicha miyikara is different than Nira v'nitcha. It's chalak v'iki yisai dinav. Not the pshat, that they're both one parasha of dicha, but it's a stronger dicha when it's Nira v'nitcha. Dicha miyikara is a shvachar of dicha. So sometimes the chalukim. No. There's two separate dinim. There's a din of dicha miyikara, and a din of nir v'nitcha, and they're for two separate reasons. Dicha miyikara is a din in the chalais hektish. If you don't have a hektish, you can't have dicha miyikara. There's no chalais dicha miyikara is a din hektish. Hektish that can't be used is chal in a oifin of kedusha v'ein kreva. If you maktish something, and this hektish is not a hektish which can be nikrav on the mizbech, that hektish will never work. This hektish can never be revived. Without dicha, you'll say, okay, it's hektish. Right now it can't be on the mizbech. But as soon as it becomes ready to be on the mizbech, like the case of the shutfim, you have a half of behem, it's hektish. Right now you can't be makrivit because you weren't only makdish half. But as soon as you buy the other half, and you makdish the other half, so now it works. But dicha mikara says no. A hektish that can't be nikrav is ishken hektish. It's a possible hektish. So it can have, this hektish is possible. It can have, you can't change it. That's it. It's finished. But near the nilcha is in the behema. A behema that becomes not roi for a carbon, that behema is chalap sul. Chalap sul is beach, so that psul is going to remain on the behema forever. That's dafka when it's chal psul. That means the behema really should be roi, was roi, and now it becomes possible. But if it was never roi to begin with, that's why mechus is man. It's not a chalais psul. That's like the behema wasn't in the parish of Bechlal. So that's Pshat and Taisus. Taisus says that Dichli Miyikara, that's Dichli, is Dafka when the Hektish is Dachli. When the Behema is Dachli, there is no Dichli Miyikara, that's when learn from Mechus's man. The Taisus Shanim has a different Taisus. Shanim doesn't like Taisus there, it's Taisus. He holds his no Chilik. But he says that the reason why Bechlan doesn't learn from Mechus's man is because Mechus's man is Memele Nifka. Anything that happens on its own is not called Dichli. A Baal Mum, something has to change. Has a Mum over, and the Mum has to go away. So then, that's called the Dichli. And now Rabbi Yechiel learns out that's Dafka by Mum, that you don't say Dichli. But Mechuzah's man, anything which goes away in the mail, Rabbi Yechiel knows Bechal not a Dichli. A Dichli, that's the Dichli is going to go off by itself without anything changing, that's not a Dichli. He says in other Teretz, that Kuli Mechuzah's man is the same as Baal Mum. In other words, really, Rabbi Yechon holds that Dicha Miyikara is Havi Dichli. I want you to learn out from Mechus's man that it's not a Dichli. The Teretz is, because the same Limud that says that by Mum, it's Dafka by Mum, not by anywhere else, Mechus's man is also a Mum. Mechus's man is the same parish as Mum. So Memela, the Pasuk that tells you don't learn out from Mum than anywhere else, there won't be dicha bebalechayim. That pasuk is also telling you, don't learn from Mechus's man that anywhere else there won't be dicha bebalechayim. The Sfasemis says that he's mamtik of Bissel. He says that the Sefer Achinuch writes that the China Mechus's man is not developed yet. It's still chaser. It's missing. So it's the same idea as Mum. It's not shalim beguvay. His son-in-law, the Bendina Rav, who writes the brackets in the Sfasemis, also brings a Rambam that says that Rav and Surim is back by Gimel HaKetes. He says all these Mechus's man are like a Baal Mum. Mechus's man is associated with Baal Mum. The din that by Mum there's no dichoy, that Gzeres HaKasa could apply to Mechus's man. But Lemaisa, by any other dichoy, Rav Yechon knows there is a dichoy. Now Teis Yishanim also reads ice that we had here earlier in the sugya about Mechus's man of Eisav Es Benay, that Eisav Es Benay has din of Mechus's man. So he wants to know, Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, let's say you have a carbon, and then you shech the mother of the carbon. So now you're not allowed to shech the carbon, it's Eisav Es Benay. Right? So the Shaila is, why do you say it's Nira V'nitcha? It's Nira V'nitcha, right? Rav holds Baal Chaim and Nidachim, but Rabbi Yechanan holds Nira V'nitcha, anytime you shech the mother of a carbon, the carbon should become possible because of Nira V'nitcha. So he says, the same teretz you say for mechusas man. If mechusas man is because it's memela, so isav nei is also because it's memela. If it goes off a mail, it's not a dichoy. If the teretz of mechusas man is, it's the same thing as mum. So this is also mechusas man. This also would be the same gzeris akasav of mum. And so the Karen Eris says in Zvachim, they also b'chol not dichoy because the behemah is really roy. The behemah is roy. There's an iser. The iser makes the mechusas man. If the behemah is not roy, so that could be a problem of dichoy. If it's not roy mitzad the etzim behemah, mitzad the hektish, then it could be dichoy. But if it's a zaytik iser, even though the Gemara calls it mechusas man, legabe shut dechutz, but it wouldn't be dichoy because there's nothing wrong with the behemah or the hektish. It's just an iser. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara has a Josh Mishchasim Behem Mumbam, that Behem Rabbi Yechanan learns that Dafka by Bali Mumbam, the din is, there has to be Mumbam, but everything else is say hell v'nitcha yitcha. And Rav learns out from Mishchasim Behem that it's only Be'en that you can't bring it, but Teruvis you could. And Rabbi Yechanan also holds that they Teruvis you could. He just has two Joshes, Behem and Bam, and he's Behem Bam Leidarshi. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara brings this thing that the Teruvis is Matzah. It brings the Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan. That Reb Lezer says, Imkar v'reish lachm yikav v'rekal v'reish in kulam. Reb Lezer's mekel, when Mumin and Tamimim get mixed up, that if one of them is Nikrav, you could bring all of them. Since he's mekel that way, he's Taylor, that the one you brought was the Baal Mum, that's as he holds. That means the rice, it's okay. Otherwise, it wouldn't be mekel so much. The Rabbanan hold the mice in that, so Taisus asks the Kasha, aye, the Rabbanan hold that you can't bring them. So the Rabbanan seem told that even with the Teruvis is that way. Is the Gemara going like Karbalezer? It's two Teruvis, and one is Enechinami, we're going like Karbalezer. Or, even the Rabbanan is only arguing that mean the Rabbanan is that way. Even though he brings it, the Bryce over there says that the Rabbanan hold me the Raisa, it's a problem. But the Rabbanan of the Mishnah don't seem to hold that way because the Lashon of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah is, I feel a carve a kulon chutz etzim yetsil lebeis shreifa, but the ones that you were makriv, you could leave there, imol layerdu. Normally by a balmum, you don't say imol layerdu. Well, normally by a balmum, you say the yerdu. So why do they hold by the other ones imol layerdu? Vaisis held it's only durabana. That's what Taisa says. So come days, according to Taisa, three sheetas in the Tanan, that the Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold that it's midurabanan, the Rabbanan there, and the Braisa holds it's the Raisa. The Dvar has a pshat that even the Rabbanan of the Braisa they hold is the Rabbanan. Al Kopanim, the question is, why do we need a pasuk for? Why do we need a pasuk for? Tepik Leit is a din of bittul b'raif. We know there's a din of bittul b'raif. Either Isa chad b'chei badli. If you have, let's say, a chatichas nevela that gets mixed up in chatichas of shkuta, so the halacha is, if one nevela and two shkuta, you say chad b'chei badli go b'sarayif, there's a teruvis, this is like a teruvis of yavish b'yavish. A teruvis where it's not physically mixed, it's just we don't know which one's nevela, which one's shkuta. That's why it's called a teruvis. It's mixed because we don't know which one is which. And we say if roiv of them is kasher, so all in by kasher. So why do you say the same thing? And why do we need a special pasuk that it's only them? But now they teruvis in the rice of ruba batli. Now you see from the taste of shana and dvar, they don't say it directly on this question, but there's zicha learning. That enechanami, if it's raif to me, when you need a pasuk, you'll say bitul b'raif, the case is maxa l'maxa. When it's maxa l'maxa, when it's half to me, half balimum, so it's a safik ashakal, so then, midaraisa, you'll say, safik daraisa l'chumra. And mele, the pasuk's telling you that it's mutter. And that's what they say, that's the case of Rabbi Lezer. He didn't say clearly that the balimumin, that the t'mim may know more than the balimumin, who are then, if it's equal. Then the shaila is, what if a ket? What if the bali mumin is more? Because the pasuk is saying that the n it's not meratza. Oh, the teruvis is meratza. But what if the tamimim are batal and the bali mumin? It would sound like a bissel. The way they're learning, their blaz is not necessarily talking about with the tamimim are more. Who are them when the maxal maxa? But if you need dafke either more or maxal maxa, but if the bali mumin are more, then it's no good. Then it's no good midaraisa, even according to Rabbi Lezer. So vaita, they're saying like stomach tani in both cases, but it's anyway not stomach tani. It's only a question of they're exactly equal. But if let's say the tamimim are more, so anyway you don't need a pasuk. And let's say the balimum are more, anyway the pasuk doesn't help. The pasuk's only when it's exactly equal. So can't say not. It could be that once the pasuk says that it's only when it's there, not when it's hayadei teruvis, so then state in the pasuk that even when it's roiv vali mumin, it's good. See, there's a taisus harash, a famous taisus harash about metzia davavim in days by a series adev lay a series suffix that taisus there asks the kasha when you have roiv. Why is it a suffix? So Taisa Rosh says, even if it's rave, it's called a suffix. Not a vaday. You go bust a rave, it doesn't make it a vaday. So the chara, who would then hear, even if there's rave val mumin, it would still be called b'teruvis. Yeah, yesh lion b'zeh. Now the Mirisqiyas in the back asked the kasha that the Rambam holds a suffix deraisa l'kulim deraisa. So why need a pasuk for? Why need a pasuk for? It's a suffix. So that's another kasha. You know, first we ask the kasha, when you have rave, Roiv Tmimim, why need a pasuk? It's Mashmei Nechanami. For the Taisa Shandam, it was Mashmei Nechanami. When you have Roiv Tmimim, you don't need a pasuk. The pasuk is when you have half and half, and maybe even when you have Roiv Vali Mumin, like we're saying from the Taisa Rosh, that that's not called a Vadai. The Mitzkis is asking Akasha, even when it's a suffix, why need a pasuk for? According to the Rambam, the famous Rambam, that the din of suffix, the Raisa Lechum is the Rabbanan Digadin. I mean, the Raisa, suffix, the Raisa is the Kula. So why need a pasuk? It's a suffix. So he says that the Rambam is made by ikvi yisura. When you have a suffix, meaning you don't know if it's chaylev or shuman, the Rambam holds me the Raisi could eat it. But if you knew there was chaylev here, you don't know which one is chaylev, then the Rambam is maskim that you don't say suffix the Raisi l'kula, even me the Raisi, you'd say suffix the Raisi l'chumra v'chaygavna. But the chaylev, if you were saying, could say another teretz, which is came with the Pnei Yeshua, says, the Ilam will ask on the Rambam by suffix mamzer. It says we say mamzer vandev loy mamzer suffix. According to the Ram, why need a pasuk mamzer vandev loy mamzer suffik? Typically, anyway, suffik is mutter. So the Pei Yeshua says the teretz when you have a raiv. When you have a raiv, it's still called a suffik, like we're saying from this day of the rush. But then you have a heter of mamzer vandev loy mamzer suffik. Now, Shane Kane, if you had said suffik deraisa l'kula, when you have a raiv l'chumra, you wouldn't say that. So you could say the same thing here. Even if you don't go with the mitzchias of ikvi surah the Rambam's meida, we could say al kapanim when there's raiv vali mumin, that's for sure. You wouldn't say suffix derais to the kula. That's why I need the pasuk telling you, but first it's a teruvis, it's not a vadei balmum, and mele mi derais it's mutter. Or you could say another teretz, like the maritz teretz. The maritz teretz is all brought in the Shev Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer Aleph, Perik Aleph. The maritz teretz, why the Rambam would hold, why would you need a pasuk telling you, mamzer, mamzer, vadei, vle, mamzer, suffix, anyway, suffix derais to the kula. So maritz says, could a suffix mamzer marry both of Bas Yisrael and the Mamzeris. It was only al suffik deraisa l'kula, so Mimanashuk is doing an issur. You can't marry both. Maybe you can marry one, but Mimanashuk, you can't marry both. But once it's a din of Mamzer Vadvul and Mamzer Suffik, so then it's Mutter. It's Mutter b'teris Vadai. So there's no Mimanashuk then. So who would in here? If you go and take all these Evarim and throw them back at one time, you are even Issa Vadai. So al suffik deraisa l'kula, of course you couldn't do it. But al siz din, that's only when it's the end, not when it's b'teruvis. So even if you throw them all at one time, it's okay. See, I think there's even a svara. You find this even l'maisa by suffik derabana l'kula. They can't say suffik derabana l'kula even to be matter one if haimenayu mafkis. Let's say you have a suffik. If it's this one's asa, that one's asa. So you want to say Safi Deban Lakula, so what are you going to do? To do both, and he did a Vada Yisr. To do one, which one will you do? So merely have to ask the both. Al Kapanim Zichat, to throw them all at one time, with Zichat you wouldn't have Safi Deban Lakula. And that's why we need the Pasuk to be Mat, that will be Miyasha Demratskiyas is Kasha. Now, in the Isri of the Gemara want to know, according to Rav, that holds Baal Chaim Ein and Nidachim, but why should Yedafka bring the first one? And the Gemara brings Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi holds mitzvah b'rishayin. In the case of Rabbi Yisi, the Gemara says, l'maskana is, if you mafresh a Pesach and it got lost, and you mafresh another one, then you found the other one. So Mela, Rabbi Yisi says, mitzvah b'rishayin. Mitzvah b'rishayin. See, here also it's mitzvah b'rishayin. So there's a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam passage is like Rav. The Rambam says, the case where one of them dies, so you bring the sheni shebezug rishayin, the original one that you were makriv, that's the one you bring. The one, right, you have, let's say the case of Sir Lazazel dies. So you have a Seal Hashem, Seal Lazazel dies, you bring another two, so you bring the original Seal Hashem, together with the new Seal Lazazel. And the one that's here is the second Seal Hashem. So it sounds like the Rambam is passing, first of all, like Rav, he also sounds like he's passing Mitzvah B'Rishayin. So The problem is, in Hilchus Karban Pesach, the Rambam brings the case of the Karban Pesach, Amafrish Piskav Av Vishachatachtav, and the Rambam there says, Eze Shiyir Tziyakrav. So the Rambam doesn't seem to pass it like a Biesi. So how come here, in Yuma, in Hilchus Yom Kippurim, the Rambam passes to bring Dafka the first one? It doesn't say he can bring either one. He says the first one, so he seems to hold Mitzvah Berishit. But there in Hilchus Pesach, he says, bring either one. Bring either one. Not like a Vesi. So does he pass like a Vesi or not? He clearly passes like Rav, the Balachayim and Nidachin, but the question is he passes like a Vesi? And Mitzvah Berishit in Hilchus Yom Kippur, he sounds like he does. But in Hilchus Pesach, he says, Eze Shiyetz Yaakov. So what's the Pshat? So the Rikurkis says, Tuchalukim. One eclairs to say, two turetzim. One eclairs to say, the Rambam doesn't really mean you have to bring the Rishon. The Rambam says you bring the Rishon, meaning you could bring the Rishon. As though you might think you have to bring the Sheni because Balei Chayim Nidachim, so like the Rambam, you could bring the Rishon, but it doesn't really mean to say that you have to bring the Rishon. Another Pshat he says is, no, the Rambam means you have to bring the Rishon, but it's different. Because in the case in by Karban Pesach, when you were Makdish the Sheni, you didn't know that you're going to find the Rishon. So you were Makdish the Sheni to be exclusive. So then you can bring either one you want. Mashen came here by Yom Kippur, when you're Makdish the Sheni, only doing it because you need to do it on Stagrala. But when you're being Makdish the Sheni, you know you can bring the Rishon. So that's what you should do. You shouldn't be Makdish the Sheni al-Das to bring it. You should be Makdish the Sheni al-Das to bring the Rishon. Mashen came when you lost the Rishon, so now you're Makdish the Sheni al-Das to bring it, then you find the Rishon, then it's Chal V'din, you can bring whatever you want. The Mitzvah Rishon is only when at the time of the Hekt of the Sheni you had the Rishon around. Mashenka, when you lost the Rishon, there's no Mitzvah B'Rishon. So the Lacha Mishnah, in Nochaz Elezer Purim, says it's a Pella. The Mirikurkis says this, and the Kesef Mishnah brings it down, and he says it that way. It's a Pella. He says, the very next Halach in the Rambam says, when you lost the power of the Sar of Yom Kippurim, and you mafresh others tachtem, and you find it, so you should bring the first ones. And here he says, Ez Shitz Yaakov. It's not like either of the two terutzim. That halacha maybe could be saved the two terutzim. You could say it doesn't mean to bring the Rishon Medafka, it means to say you could also bring the Rishon. And you shouldn't say Balei Chayim Nidachim. Or you could say it's different because you didn't lose it. You have the Rishon the whole time, so male the Mitzvah B'Rishon will remain. But here you lost it. It's exactly the same case. You lost the Pesach, and there, and you makdish another one, and you find the Pesach, and there he says, Eze Shiyetz Yaakov. You lost the power of Sar Shem Kippurim, and you mafresh another one, and now you have both, and he says, bring the first one. Now, Shapella, the Kesef Mishnah, and Kirkus, they don't stand with the next Talach in the Rambam. So, like a Mishnah says, that there's the difference in Chatas and Pesach. Chatas is Chamira, it's Boil the Kapara, that's why you have to bring the first one. Pesach's not so Chamer. But the Chachan Tzvi is like very bad. The Chachan Tzvi is in Simon and Hay. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says it's the same thing. The Gemara says that the din by Yom Kippur to bring the first one comes from the din of Pesach, where Rabbi Yossi says to bring the first one. Why should the Rambam be mechalak? What would juk the Rambam to be mechalak? The Gemara says, what's pshat in Rav? He holds like Rabbi Yossi. Zok the Rambam, no. Rabbi Yossi is by Pesach. So there, the Rav doesn't hold the way. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi svara by chatos. Or a chilek between if it got lost, or you just had a grola. The Gemara doesn't make this chilukim. Why should we make this chilukim on our own? I guess the teretz could be because there it's a stam mishnah like the Rabbanan and like Rabbi Yossi, and here it's a stam mishnah. The Gemara says deikim asisim kavasi the Rav. It's like a stam mishnah that you bring the first one, and now the Rav wanted to stim it. But that's the chayy shvet. The chayy Gemara is putting the two together. Why should the Rav separate it? So the Chacham Tzvi says a geshmak teretz. He says you only say mitzvah berishain when it's a choice, you can only have one. You can't bring both karbanis. So like by Yom Kippur, you can only have one. The other one's going to be ira. The other one's going to be wasted. You can only do one. So then it's a mitzvah berishon. Reb Yossi holds by Pesach, it's also a way. Since Reb Yossi happens to hold Balei Chayim Nidachin, which is a separate child, Reb Yossi holds like Reb Yehuda and Balei Chayim Nidachin. Reb Yossi holds that the one you're going to bring for a Pesach is a Pesach, and the other one you can't bring is a shlomim. The other one you have to be yirev, the other be dom of shlomim. So memela, you're only going to bring one. Because Rabbi Yossi holds Balei Chayim Nidachim. But the Rambam holds Balachayim Einim Nidachim. That's what the Rambam paskins. So according to the Rambam, you're going to bring one as a Pesach, one as a Shlomim. Zag the Chach and Svi, there's no mitzvah Rishon for Pesach. Shlomim Zecha good the carbon. They're both good Karbanis. One's going to be a Pesach, one's going to be a Shlomim Gevaldik. There's no mitzvah Rishon for a Pesach. If the other one's going to be Yireh, the other one's going to be wasted. So mitzvah Rishon. Let the Rishon be Mikrav, let the other one be wasted. But if they're both going to be brought as Karbanis, which one's the Pesach, which one's the Shlomim, that is not a Fkamina. So Biesi holds Balachayim Nidachim, once you lost it, and you can use another one. You can't use it as a Shlomim, so then the mitzvah Berishayim, because the other one's going to be wasted. Mashenken the Ram holds Balachayim Einam Nidachim, so then there's no Chiluk Pesach and Shlomim, you can bring either one of them is good.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.